The one question we've sort of, I think we've asked everybody, is how did you get into this field?
How did I get into this field?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. So when I graduated MIT in 65 and started grad school, I was looking for a master's thesis topic at first, and I got hooked up with Al Oppenheim, who was doing signal processing, but it was speech stuff as well. So I kind of got into that a little bit through Oppenheim. As a matter of fact, my first project that I worked on was actually with Ron Schaefer, who was at the time Al's doctoral student. And Ron was working on homomorphic Kestrel speech processing. I did a little bit of work with him, and then I did some work on my master's thesis was on the short time Fourier transform, and that went quite well. And then the next thing was to look for a doctoral thesis topic, and Al suggested I go talk to Ben Gold, who had been on campus, I think it was the year of 1966, okay, was teaching a new course. It was called Waveform Processing by Digital Computer. It was kind of a predecessor of digital signal processing. And so Ben actually was able to supervise theses and all that. He was back at Lincoln at that time. So I went out to see Ben in the winter of 67. I remember the day I went out there, I lived in Cambridge, and the snow was so heavy you could barely make it out there, but I did make it out there. And Ben, I was fascinated by what Ben was doing, which was the digital signal processing, and my project was on quantization effects or finite word length effects in digital signal processing. And all of that was very, although my stuff was in digital signal processing, it was all very closely associated with speech, because all the early signal processing stuff that came out of Lincoln, and probably out of Bell Labs too, was focused on speech was the signal that everybody processed. So that was there. One of the nice pieces of work that I read and followed on a little bit was Larry.